The White House has announced a new plan regarding contraceptives and religious institutions. Now, to refresh, the White House recently announced a requirement that religious universities, hospitals, and charities have insurance plans that provide free birth control to employees who request it, as other employers do. Then, even though many Catholic universities already have plans that provide contraceptives, and even though polls show 98% of Catholic women use contraception at some point, Republican presidential candidates and some religious groups seized on the rule as an attack on religious freedom. Republicans in the House were proposing a law stripping all contraception requirements from insurance plans. Laura Meckler is White House reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Laura, what's the change?
Well, it's a very subtle change. Basically, for everybody who's at a secular employer, this coverage will just be included as part of their health insurance package. But if you're working for a big hospital or charity that's affiliated with a religious organization, the way it'll work is that employer will have the option to opt out of the requirement. If they opt out of the requirement, then the insurer will be required to provide, as a sort of separate package, health contraceptive coverage, and they will be required to provide it for free.
So in other words, a Catholic hospital, let's say, doesn't have to have free coverage of contraception in their plan, the one they give to employees, but they can refer that employee back to the insurance company, and then outside of the hospital's business, the insurance company will provide the employee with the free contraceptives?
Right. And they don't even have to refer them to it. It just has to be a relationship or something established between the insurance company and the employee.
Well, the White House is getting some positive support from both sides of this debate. The president of the Catholic Health Association, which represents Catholic hospitals, say they're pleased with the revised rule. Planned Parenthood say they back the changes. The administration's still committed to making sure all women have access to birth control. But, you know, we've been hearing from Catholic leaders. There's a Bishop William Lurie who says the church must have the freedom to refuse to cooperate in any way in making contraceptives available. This would seem as if it's a church that is at least cooperating in setting up a second stream of contraceptives to employees.
The way the White House is explaining it is that really the religious organization won't have anything to do with it. And we should keep in mind that churches and houses of worship, those that where the employees are predominantly of the same faith, they're exempted altogether.
Right.
But this is for, say, Catholic charities or a university, again, a bit large hospital. Those organizations, the idea behind this, whether it'll be workable in practice, I don't know, but the idea behind this is that they can just on their own, employees can get that coverage directly from the insurance company. We haven't yet heard from the U.S. Conference of Bishops, and they've been the most critical of this. So we'll be looking to see what they have to say.
Well, meanwhile, tell us a little bit about the reasoning here. Polls were showing that the president had a lot of support for this requirement that institutions, again, not houses of worship, but institutions like hospitals, provide contraceptives for their employees. And again, another caveat, doctors in those hospitals, for instance, do not have to provide contraceptives to patients. We're just talking about employee coverage. 73% of Democrats agreed with the thinking, 62% of women, even 58% of Catholics agreed. But there was, and there has been, a huge uproar on the Republican presidential campaign. Why was this, you know, what was the thinking behind the change?
Well, it was to try to quell this incredibly, you know, divisive and distracting firestorm that had happened around this decision. I mean, this was something that the White House was being asked multiple questions about every single day. This is, you know, priests were talking about this during masses on Sunday, and a lot of people were, even people who use birth control or who don't think there's anything wrong with using birth control, were saying, this is wrong. It's wrong to make somebody do something that's against their conscience. So there was a lot of people who disagreed with it. Of course, there were just as many people or maybe more on the other side who said, you know, this is an important service. All women should have access to it. So they've really trying to, like, walk a very fine line on this. It had become enormously distracting for the White House. I should say the White House had, you know, says that they were always planning on revising this. They were going to, you know, they had a year to work on it, and this was their plan all along. But it's obvious that they were not expecting the kind of uproar that they got.
Laura Meckler, you've mentioned that, you know, we're still waiting to hear from some important voices. But do you think this really takes the energy out of this issue?
It will take some of the energy out of this issue, I think. Whether it ends or not, we'll see. But that's certainly what the White House is hoping for, an end to this, no doubt about that. I do think that it will tamp down a bit. We'll have to see what the reaction is of the people who were the most offended by it, you know. We've already heard from some, but we haven't heard from all yet.
Laura Meckler, White House reporter for The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
You bet.